I have no relationships to disclose. I thank my co-authors and colleagues at Oregon Public Health Division, the CDC's Division of Reproductive Health, and the Division of Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Obesity. After this presentation, you will be able to define the problem of food insecurity effectively, identify how food insecurity impacts the physical and mental health of developing children, and discuss the importance of food insecurity as a nutritional health risk across the life course. According to the National Research Council, food insecurity, as measured in the United States, refers to the social and economic problem of lack of food due to resource or other constraints, not voluntary fasting or dieting, or because of illness or for other reasons. Food insecurity is an important public health problem. In the United States, the prevalence of food insecurity has been increasing. According to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service, the prevalence of food insecurity was nearly 15% among all households in 2009. Over the last decade, as the extent of food insecurity in the United States has become better understood, scientific researchers have sought to investigate the role of food insecurity in the development of adverse health outcomes among developing children. Previous studies indicate that children in food insecure families are less likely to meet the USDA food pyramid guidelines, and also that food insecurity is associated with poor health problems, hospitalizations, increased prevalence of behavior problems, fewer servings of vegetables and fruit, iron deficiency anemia, and psychopathology in children. This figure highlights the importance of key events in neurogenesis from conception to death. The first 24 months in the life of a developing child is a stage of rapid physical growth, learning, and dramatic brain development. Toddlerhood, in particular, is a sensitive developmental period and is characterized by a transition from direct maternal control of nutrition to indirect control, in which toddlers begin to select their own food and drinks. Poor eating and drinking habits developed during childhood can affect adult health in two ways over the life course, either by cumulative damage over time or by damage during a sensitive period. The objectives of our study were to estimate the prevalence of food insecurity among mothers of toddlers in Oregon and to determine whether independent associations exist between maternal food insecurity and toddlers' food and drink intake. We analyzed data from Oregon women with live birth who were re-interviewed shortly after their child's second birthday. Oregon PRAMS 2 is a follow-back survey of mothers who participated in the original PRAMS survey. The weighted response rate for PRAMS 2 was 56.7% of the original PRAMS sampling frame. Self-reported data are collected from women via mail surveys and telephone for non-responders. Data are weighted to adjust for the complex sampling strategy and also non-response. The survey data were analyzed using a complete case analysis method. The data from 1,522 adult mothers of live children were included in the final multivariable model. We estimated the population-weighted prevalence of food insecurity among mothers of toddlers in Oregon and calculated adjusted odds ratios using polygamous logistic regression to determine whether independent associations exist between maternal food insecurity and toddlers' food and drink intake. SAS survey procedures were used for both measures of frequency and association. The exposure variable for the study was maternal food insecurity. Oregon PRAMS 2 inquired about mothers' food insecurity status with the question, in the past 12 months, did you eat less than you felt you should because there wasn't enough money to buy food? Mothers' responses were dichotomized to food insecure or food secure. A range of potential confounders that were identified a priori based upon previous studies were included in our multivariable model. The outcome variables for this study included typical weekly intake of vegetables, french fries, fresh or canned fruit, candy or cookies, milk, fruit juices, fruit drinks, soda, water, sports drinks, and fast food. Responses to the questions about food and drink intake were classified into three categories: a day or less, a few days of the week, and most days of the week. In this study, nearly 12% of mothers reported that they were food insecure in the past 12 months. 78% of all mothers reported that their toddler ate vegetables most days of the week. Among food insecure mothers, 73% reported that their toddler ate vegetables during most days of the week. Among food secure mothers, 81% reported that their toddler ate vegetables most days of the week. Maternal food insecurity was independently associated with the statistically significant decreased odds of vegetable intake during most days of the week. 86% of all mothers reported that their toddler ate fruit most days of the week. Among food insecure mothers, 74% reported that their toddler ate fruit most days of the week. And among food secure mothers, 89% reported that their toddler ate fruit during most days of the week. Maternal food insecurity was also independently associated with the statistically significant decreased odds of fruit intake during most days of the week. 5% of all mothers reported that their toddler drank soda most days of the week. Among food insecure mothers, 8% reported their toddler drank soda most days of the week. And among food secure mothers, 3% reported that their toddler drank soda during most days of the week. Finally, food insecurity was independently associated with statistically significant increased odds of soda intake during most days of the week. This study has two major findings. First, the estimated prevalence of food insecurity is almost 12%. And second, in the multivariable adjusted models, we observed three independent associations between food insecurity and specific food and drink items. To be exact, that is vegetables, fruit, and soda. We did not observe independent associations between food insecurity and intake of French fries, fast food, water, milk, fruit juice, fruit drinks, and sports drinks. The findings in this report are subject to at least three limitations. First, these findings were collected primarily through self-reported surveys of mothers and might be subject to recall and other response biases. Second, because the survey included questions on typical weekly intake and did not include questions regarding the number of daily servings, conclusions regarding the U.S. Department of Agriculture's dietary guidelines cannot be made. Finally, because of missing data, this analysis may not be representative of all mothers of toddlers eligible to participate. The observed independent associations among toddlers between maternal food insecurity and intake of vegetables, fruit, and soda in this study may represent critical pathways linking food insecurity to poor health and has implications for health and well-being across the life course. Furthermore, the growing body of evidence concerning the adverse effect of food insecurity on mental and physical health indicate a dire need for intervention strategies aimed at eliminating food insecurity and its impact. The findings of this study rely upon state-specific data and are useful for local intervention strategies in Oregon. Thank you for your attention.